Hey guys, this is Omar here, and welcome to another bonus episode of the $100 MBA Show, where we answer your questions. So if you have a question, you can send an email at contact@100mba.net, or you can go to 100mba.net/show, and you can press a button and record your voice, actually, asking the question, and we'll play it on the show, if you want to do that, a little fancy, you know? So let's take today's question. Today's question is from Jeff, and Jeff asks, my problem is maintaining focus on the most important activities for growing the business. I work 55 to 60 hours a week on top of the side business, so I have to use my time well. Do you have any specific advice for evaluating priorities to maximize growth of my online business? Jeff. Thanks, Jeff, for your question. Really, I love these questions because they're really practical. I think these questions can help a lot of people. And the first thing I want to say to you is that I've been there, man. I side hustled for 10 years. I had a full-time job working those hours. I was in education. I was a manager. And I was really an overachiever. I really wanted to do well at my job. So I put in a lot of hours into my job. And then I went home and rang out the last few drops of my energy into my business. And, it's really hard when you have limited time and limited energy. But here's my advice to you. There are two things you need to focus on the most when you're trying to maximize your success with your business with limited time. The first thing is building your audience. You need to make sure that you're spending time building your audience through content creation, through your blog, through guest blogging, through being on other people's podcasts. All these things, growing your audience is important because your audience is your best asset. It's your most valuable asset. Because with them, you have people listening to you. You have people that want to hear from you. You have people that want to buy from you. And growing that should be a continuous thing, something that you should really, really focus on and spend a lot of time doing. The second thing I would focus on is anything that can create sales. Now, obviously, growing your audiences does create sales. But anyway, in terms of marketing, any ways of actually creating a great product to sell, any ways of creating a freemium that leads into, you know, somebody buying a product that has to do something with a freemium, maybe working on your marketing campaigns, if you're doing Facebook ads, working on that. Whatever you're doing, make sure that it relates to actually earning money. And I know this sounds kind of, I don't know, crude, but in order for you to be sustainable, you need to make enough money for it to be worth your time and also worth the expenses you have. You know, there are expenses even though it's an online business. You need to make sure they're covering those expenses. So these are the two main things I would focus on. More on the audience, but make sure you're focusing your time on also creating revenue, you know, producing revenue. What can help me get more sales? Is it a webinar? Should I do more marketing? Should I change my copy on my page? Should I network more and go to meetups? Whatever it is, you know, you need to make sure that you're driving more sales to your business so you can be sustainable. So that's my advice to you. Those two things, focus on those. Hang in there, Jeff, you could do this. Even with limited time, you could do this. And then when you're ready to take the plunge and you're ready to move over full-time entrepreneurship, right, it's gonna be an easy transition or an easier transition because you've laid the groundwork, you have your audience now, you've sold products, you've been through it already. So good luck with that, Jeff, and thanks so much for the question. Again, guys, you can send us questions at contact@100mba.net. Or you can speak the question, record your voice, and we can play it on the show at 100mba.net/show. And you can just press the button where it says speak it, and you can record your question. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next bonus episode. Take care.